the authority of Christian tradition. As long as you continue Christian ceremony, it doesn't matter if it's just two, baptism and the Lord's Supper. As long as we are in control of, over all those manifestations of the Spirit. As long as you don't rebel too much.
And the money.
And, the and as long as the money comes in. And things could get complicated in Roman times and in Christianity. Various degrees and personalities and this it's a living, fluid thing. But the Spirit that's in control is what it's all about. What Spirit is in control? Who is governing? Yeah, liberty to do.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Well, I just, not a question, but will you put Galatians 1:17-18 in with all this story we just read with Paul?
Well, I thought about adding Galatians 1:17-18 right here. And maybe some more in there too. But I figured we'd save it. It'd be good review later. That when he got right with God, he didn't confer with flesh and blood and all that kind of stuff. He got along with God. He didn't even go to see the apostles. He didn't trust anybody. He would not even go down to talk to Peter. It didn't matter. He said, whoever they are, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about anybody. And me, you, anybody else. He was desperate. He had to have something he knew was from God. And when he said, I went to Arabia. They called Arabia down there where Mount Sinai is. He went like Elijah out of the country to where he knew God was one time. He was desperate. He would not believe any spirit, any man, any nothing he had to. And God took him up to where he knew he was hearing from God. He took him to the third heaven so that Paul wouldn't have any doubt about where he was and what he was hearing. And when Paul came back down here, he said, you don't even believe an angel will tell you anything different. But God needed that kind of man.
Yeah.
What a great man.
Yeah.
And now we're going through this transition time now. Chapter 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. After 12, you don't hear about Peter anymore. Done. Gone. Left town, don't ever hear of it. It's all transferred to Paul.
What really
from chapter 13, 1 on.
What really came to mind when you said God needed another man, Paul, and how great what God did for him, is that he had to face a man like Peter, who had the keys, also raised the dead, healed the sick, the gate beautiful, the man went leaping, the angel rescued him a couple of times.
Out of prison.
Yeah. There were great, there were multitudes that were added to congregation, the saints. And Paul telling Peter he did wrong.
Yeah.
And also Ananias and Sapphira dropping dead at his feet.
At Peter's feet, yeah.
To tell a man, you did wrong. You had to know God. You had to know what you were saying.
He loved the truth. Yeah. And the key was humility.
Yeah.
He got down to zero.
Yeah.
And refused to budge without God giving him something.
Yeah.
When he really found out what all that he had done, and when he found out the truth, it was just, he was through with everything and everybody, and you can just imagine. He said he had studied from the greatest.
Yeah.
And I guess he would, who in the world? It's nobody to trust.
Nobody.
No. Body that I can trust. Wow.
That's what God wanted.
He was desperate.
That's right. God wanted that man.
I was going to ask, in Peter's time where we're reading there,